maganda.
Talino.
Yaman.
Yummy.
Katropa.
Siksi.
Liglig.
Malaman.
Aba, patindi.
Fun group dynamics.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Drive my car.
Ah.
If you know what I mean.
Tropang radio.
Tropang radio.
Radio.
Tropang radio.
Yo, mga katropa, it's 7:03 on a Monday night. Oras na para sa Tropang Rad.
Yeah!
Ako si Tropang Carl.
Ako si Katropang Janine.
Ako po si Katropang Mark.
Yes, and it's a Monday night. Happy Monday, guys!
Woo!
Okay. Happy on a Monday night?
Yeah, I am as excited on Mondays as I am on Fridays.
Why?
For some weird reason.
Sige,
why?
Sige,
kasi it's
natin
the start of the week and Friday is the end of the week. So, lagi nakakatuwa yung start and bookends.
Okay.
So for, and very special yung, very special yung episodes natin.
Very, very special guest.
For this week.
Oh my goodness.
Wala tayong special guests for this week. Pero,
yun yung pag-uusapan natin.
Very special yung episodes natin for this week. Kasi for the entire week, we are talking about Save the Date with an 8.
Mm-hmm.
Bakit nga ba Save the Date with an 8, Katropang Janine?
Kasi we are preparing for our Tropa 8th anniversary! Ako lang gusto. 8th anniversary na po.
8 years. Next
week yung celebration. Pero syempre, you have to plan and save the date with us this week.
Kasi nagpa-plan kami ng party. So, nagpa-plan kami ng party for next week. So, naisipan natin gumawa ng episodes out of planning a party.
Oh, yeah.
And for this night, ang pag-uusapan natin ay ang The Guest List Without an 8. Sorry.
Guest list. Sige.
So, mga tro,
paparaan na natin yan mamaya.
Oh my gosh, nag-lag yung utak ko. Like,
parang,
what
okay.
is happening? Anyway.
Sige na nga, hindi na ako mag-drag.
Okay lang, mahal ka namin katropang Carl.
Thank you, katropang Janine. So, first question ko mga katropas ay, have you ever planned a party / get-together?
Yeah, I think so. Nung pa 18 ako, like, yung simula 17 to 18, parang gusto ko na magluluto sa bahay tapos I'll invite people to come and eat. That's it. Tapos yun, parang medyo mahirap siya actually kasi una sa lahat yung konsepto ng sino ba yung pipiliin mong pumunta, diba? Pero after I hit 18, parang okay, time does not exist anymore.
Time is a construct.
Parang when I hit 19, I'm just always tired. So parang, never mind. Yun, ganun
siya. Same. I feel like naging lola, magiging grandparent ka after you reach 18.
Oh, you
may ganong,
yes.
May ganong phase na.
Or,
I'm too tired.
Hindi
too old for this stuff.
Hindi too old na too old. You're so cool old. But, I'm too old. I wanna sleep. Kind of.
Pero I really admire people na pagdating, kahit na nandun sila sa college age nila, ang dami pa rin lang energy.
Yeah.
Like, how? Like, when I see freshman college kids entering, like, UP, parang, bakit ang dami pang energy?
Grabe.
That's the thing.
Kakapasok na pa lang.
Dating second year,
sila,
they just blend in with the crowd.
Oo, di pa sila nilalaman ng kolehiyo.
Dead inside. Hindi naman.
Grabe, wag naman. Let's not curse our young men and women here in the university.
It's just that they are reserving their energy.
We admire your energy.
Thank
more
you so
important
much.
Stuff.
Ikaw naman katropang Mark, have you ever had to plan a party / get together?
Nope, never. Lagi lang ako yung tumutulong. Kasi yung mom ko, she is sort of like yung laging nagpa-plan. Para siyang party planner pag merong debut. Of course, tatlo yung debut nung kapatid ko kasi tatlo sila. So, she did that. And then, nung milestone birthdays nung lolo ko, siya din yung in charge doon. Like nung last year, yung my grandfather turned 80, siya yung in charge doon. So, she delegated yung other tasks to me. More of sa music. Yun, doon naman ako lagi pinapadali sa music. Ayun. Or sa hosting ngayon. Ayun na, yung mga ganun eh. Hanggang sa ano lang tayo eh, tumutulong tayo eh.
Pero at least, di ba, hosting naman. So, you get all the attention anyway.
Or it's something new for you, katropa.
Yeah, it's something new and something nice to explore din because ayun, pag you get used to things, pag na-expose ka sa ibang bagay, parang, oh, there's more to life than just staying in the background and enjoying the party.
But would you want to plan a party?
Oh, hell no.
I can't. It's an adamant.
Decline. Kumbaga, I can't deal with that kind of stress, that kind of pressure and everything. Tsaka, ako kasi yung tipo na, well, kung magkaka-get together, ako yung pa-plan is very intimate and small lang. So, kung yung sa concept ng party na big celebration with a program, maraming events na nangyari, mga performances and stuff, no.
No, I don't wanna, actually. No. Basta yun, kakain lang tayo, guys.
chill lang tayo. I'm gonna provide the food, the venue, and the people. Ay, bahala na kayo sa, to entertain yourselves.
Ako nga feeling ko pag kapag if ever man nagplan ako ng party kahit na for small people for a small number people. Of people.
So that includes po, me.
A small number of
I'm,
people.
I'm definitely invited, right?
Hindi, I mean, Katropa, Carl, dahil matangkad ka.
Hindi po, hindi 'yun ang ibig kong sabihin.
So what's your standard for small people?
Ano pong measure? Feet ba to? Inches?
Mag-rely tayo sa bell curve.
Bell curve.
The normal distribution.
All right.
In the normal distribution, we trust. Hindi. Okay. I mean, feeling ko pag ako nagpa-plan ng party, kahit na for a small number of people, hindi siya magiging successful. Meron akong fear na...
They won't come?
Oo, meron akong fear na yun yung parties ko yung magiging parang yung cliche parties na pinaplan ng mga nerds sa mga Hollywood films.
And
na,
then?
Na parang ikaw lang yung super enthusiastic and like only two people come. Tapos they don't even consider you friends. Parang I mean, I haven't tried planning
you
a party
try,
or
so
get together.
Know.
Pero yun yung fear ko. Yeah, I think I should.
You should, so you'd know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely gonna be there dahil sa standard mo na small people.
pasok na siya sa bangadaan. Doon pa lang.
Tropang Janine, I have read your poetry. You are not a small person. Your ideas are huge. Anyway, next question. So, pag naman nagpa-plan tayo ng parties, ano ba yung unang thing or unang bagay na usually we think about when we plan parties? Katropang Mark, since you do not plan parties, what you know, observe mo, what does your mom like think of first when she plans parties?
Of course, yung pinakauna is why you're having a party. Diba? The,
yeah.
For the, fun. Congratulations, I exist.
Yeah. I just want to throw a party.
Yeah, I just want to throw a party. So, depende dun sa, ano yung tawag dito? Sa kung dahilan, kung bakit ka magkaka-party, dun na magsa-start lahat. So, kasi, kung kunwari, if you are celebrating a birthday, ano ba yung importante dun? Siyempre, yung may birthday nandun. So, yun, check na yan. So, consider mo yan, ano ba yung gusto nung celebrant na yun? Because it's her or his birthday, yun yung consider mo for
pwede
everything.
Pwede mo party kayo in their honor. You are not here, but we are partying.
Throwing a party for you.
That sounds wrong.
Well, kung geographically speaking, someone is
nasa
abroad siya and ano he or she had a ano achievement that is worthy of a big party, but you can't all go there, diba? Pwede naman yun. So yun, depende rin talaga kung saan, kung ano yung dahilan, and everything follows na rin, I think, kasi dun ka laging babalik eh. Kung bakit ka nagpapa-party. So, yung kunwari, yung details, yung guests, kung sino ba yung mga gustong i-invite noong celebrant. Which, weirdly, hindi rin siya yung lagi yung merong decision. Kasi yung party planner talaga yung meron. Kunwari, yung mom siya. Merong mga friends or family friends or relatives na hindi naman talaga gustong i-invite noong celebrant. Pero may power kasi yung, ano, yung party planner. So,
ah, hindi and kasi then, friends kayo when you were younger, di ba?
Oh, it's parang, what? No.
Oh, this was your tita na kapatid ng tito mo. Na pinsan ni Juan. Yung mga ganun, di ba? So,
dito masusubo ko yung 6 degrees of separation.
Yes. So, ayun.
Ganun.
You gotta start there.
Mm-mm. Ikaw na mga katropang Janine.
Ano ba? Wait lang. Inisip ko kung... I think yung... ayoko tumawid sa ano eh, other episodes uh-huh. natin. But uh-huh. one isa din siguro yung konsepto ng time if everyone's available.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang
makes sense.
May yung kasi ako yung birthday ko falls in between holidays
mm-hmm.
and it's the Christmas New Year holidays. So alam ko na matatabunan yun any other in some form. Mm-hmm. So parang
the holidays are gonna trump your celebrations.
Yeah. So although hindi naman ako ma-celebrate na tao, pero I don't know why I decided to like cook for her people and let them come over.
Uh-huh.
Pero naging ganun siya. And yun nga, na-realize ko din na, oh, ano, you can't really celebrate or you can't plan something if yung alam, yung important, yung gusto mong nandun ay hindi naman makakapunta. Sometimes it's the other way around. Diba? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you plan the party and yeah. we think na sila mag-a-adjust for you.
Mm-hmm.
But on some cases, or mostly for my birthday, yeah. ikaw yung mag-a-adjust kung kailan available yung mga tao. Kasi, you know, the Yuletide season is for their families, diba? Mm. So, parang, talaga ba, i-dethrone mo yung pamilya nila sa buhay nila? I don't think that's possible. So, hanggang sa dumating sa point na yun nga, ikaw na yung i-date, quote-unquote mo lang yung mga tao na, gusto mo ba lumabas? I'm gonna celebrate my birthday para sa December or something. Ay, kumbaga na pinaplano mo na ng maaga kasi yeah. para kahit papano, hindi ka na nila hahanapin or whatever dun sa time na para sa sarili nila or for their family.
Uh-huh. Ako naman, bukod sa why, mas iniisip ko and feeling ko, mas i-consider ko yung people who I spend that party with or that get-together with.
Mm-hmm.
Parang kasi, oo nga, may reason ka nga to celebrate. It's your birthday, pero you don't really want to spend time with other people right now. You just want to be alone in your room reading books or whatever. As an introvert, di ba? Katropang Janine and katropang Mark. So,
preaching to the choir.
Yeah, you have to, parang for me, isa sa pinaka important first step in planning a celebration
do
or
you
get
want
together.
This?
Do you want this? And who are you spending this time with anyway, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Na parang, ayokong may kasama nga. Gusto kong mag-isa lang ako sa birthday ko. Ayokong mag-invite ng people. Don't have that party. Or kapag may gusto ka talagang i-invite sa party mo, pero hindi naman siya available, hindi naman siya makapunta, magpa-plan ka pa ba talaga ng party? Yeah.
True.
Ayan.
So,
okay.
on that note, mamaya sa ating pagbabalik, pag-usapan naman natin yung pag-curate ng guest list. Assuming matutuloy yung party, assuming na gusto nga natin magkaroon ng party, how do we curate the people we invite? That and more sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad.
Yo! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ako tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Relativity, asperity, vorticity, hydraulics, oscillation, polarization. Naguguluhan? Itanong kay engineer ang lahat ng yan. Itanong kay engineer tuwing Lunes alas 4 ng hapon dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
The University of the Philippines Academic League of Chemical Engineering Students, or UP ALCHEMS, brings you Research Fair 2018 on January 25 to 27 at UP Diliman. Research Fair continues to promote academic excellence and holistic development to high school students through its three sub-events. The Research Competition, where students showcase their innovations. The National Science Conquest, where participants compete in a series of examinations to challenge them to think critically. And the Youth Science Convention, where students are exposed to a series of seminars and workshops for development. For more information, you may send a message to Viel Halalon at 0943-828-6377. This is brought to you by UP ALCHEMS in cooperation with DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Walang himala! Ang himala ay nasa puso ng tao! Nasa puso natin lahat! Tayo ang kumakawa ng himala!
Walang himala kung walang paniniwala. Walang himala kung walang ginagawa. Sama-sama tayo sa pagkamit ng malaya at mapagpalayang pelikulang Pilipino. Tangkilikin natin ang mga obrang likha mula sa sarili nating mga kamay. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Yo, mga katropa, it's 7:17. Nagbabalik po tayo sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si katropang Janine.
Ako si katropang Mark.
And ako si katropang Carl. We are still on our first episode for our Save the Date with an 8-week.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Which is the guests or the guest list. We are talking about mga taong i-invite natin sa parties and get-togethers. Pero syempre hindi lang sa parties and get-togethers, but also in our lives.
In our moments.
Yes. So yung next question ko, mga katropa, ay paano kayo nag-curate or gumagawa ng isang guest list when you plan a party? Katropa Mark?
Actually, kasi hindi na, parang, if you were going to if I'm thinking about it, never pa akong nakapagplano talaga ng party kahit na para sa birthday ko, kasi for the longest time di ako nagse-celebrate ng birthday ko eh. It's just that na magse-celebrate kami ng family ko and that's it, hindi na ako magse-celebrate with other people. It's just that na pag meron akong friends na nag-initiate na, "Uy, labas tayo para sa birthday mo," and then okay, hindi ako yung mag-initiate na ay talaga, ay ano, birthday ko kasi, labas tayo. Hindi, sa ganun. For, dahil siguro yung sa personality ko din na I just go with the flow, ganun. So I never initiated anything na ako yung, never nagkaroon ako ng party na ako nagsabi na, "Tara guys, gusto ko mag-party."
Woo! Party!
Hindi yung ganung klaseng party.
Charot lang syempre.
Yung mga get-together.
Magugulat tayo pag sinabi mo. Tara guys, party. Ha?
Tapos DJ ganun.
Ako yung magdi-DJ.
Tapos EDM yung mga
music. Pero hindi talaga siya. Ayaw ko talaga eh.
Sorry.
Talagang XX, hindi. Kasi talagang, too old for that.
By the way, si Katrama Mark po ay 50. Joke lang. Joke lang, mga katropa, ano ba, walang age limit sa radio.
Young at heart, ano. pero kung I will choose people, I will choose the people na currently malapit sa akin. Kasi right now, very small din yung number ng mga taong yun. Very limited din. So, kung iteterno ko rin siya sa type of party na gusto ko, na maliit and intimate din. Gusto ko, yun, maliit lang din. Tapos, kung magkakaroon man nun, ayoko nung isang malaki lang. I mean, malilit din sila. So, parang magkakaroon ako ng micro parties.
Micro parties.
Oo, na yung mga magkakasama, ay yung mga
parties, hindi yung tao. Yung maliliit.
Those regular sized people.
Hindi, may mga microbes doon. Kumaparty sila. Culture, high culture dito. Ganon.
I feel so weird.
Ano nangyayari?
Mga ganon. Kasi ayoko yung pinapagsama-sama ko yung mga tao na hindi magkakakilala sa buhay ko masyado.
It's so strange, isn't it?
Mahirap na, this is my friend from work. Meet my friend from high school. Ganun. Medyo hindi ako okay sa mga ganun. Yung parang it's, kung sa type of party na gusto ko, hindi ganung klase na party yung gusto ko, yun na you meet new people. But it's more of, nagsasama-sama kayo, magkakilala na kayo, and you enjoy the company of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun. Yun yung kinoconsider ko talaga.
Ikaw na, mga katropang Janine, how do you curate a guest list?
ginawa ko lang naman yung pagwapa party ko nung high school ako. So, mga high school friends ko lang yun nandun. And, yung guest list ay kung sino yung katabi ko sa row na to. I'm not kidding.
Seatmates?
Oo, seryoso. Kasi syempre, di ba, parang kung sino yung seatmate mo, yun yung maging close friend mo.
Okay. Diba? So, hindi all siya... of you from the rows behind, I'm
hindi,
sorry.
Hindi naman.
Row 6 party!
Pero kasi, di ba, minsan, word of mouth din yung, yung invitation mo. Parang, gusto mo kumain sa bahay, ganun. Tapos, pagdating, lahat sila, ganun. Minsan kasi, meron kasing mga clicks sa, di ba, sa high school. kware Dota Boys. I don't know, meron
Dota Boys.
I'm not kidding. Tanungin niyo si Katropang Faith. Si Katropang Anika.
Si Katropang Faith ay part ng Dota Boys?
Oh, dati. Hindi, joke lang.
Wait, wala pa yata kasing Dota nung high school ako.
Hindi. Oy, grabe. Grabe ka. Hindi naman.
Well, hindi pa siya uso. Well, pero hindi yun, siya lumaki sa amin. So, yeah,
what?
Considering that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, oh, pero,
yeah,
basta
I understand
yun.
The clicks.
Parang gano'n, na parang may mayroon ka in-invite sa kanila na hindi mo naman sinasabing hindi mo, ayaw mong makasama din yung, or gusto mo i-reject yung mga kasama nila. Pero minsan magugulat na lang ako na parang nag-invite ka ng isa pero may kasama sila.
Yeah.
Kumbaga, it's a buy one, take one thing. Or piso tumpok, libre tarotot, gano'n.
Package deal.
Oo, package deal. Kaya, okay.
Hindi mo lang ba nagpaalam yun na, uy, do you mind if I bring along my friend?
Hindi, pero...
Or parang understood mo na rin.
Oo, na parang okay, sige, dito ka na yung gagawin ko.
Ayun.
Pero yun nga, yung paggawa ng guest list, I think sino yung closest sa'yo nung time na yun? Pero sometimes kasi, di ba, parang gagawa ka na lang ng guest list. Yun nga, i-accept mo na lang yung mga taong yun kasi kasama sila nung taong in-invite mo. Or, invite mo yung taong yun for old time's sake. Hindi, kahit di naman na kayo nag-usap for how many years or decades or eons. Charot.
Wow.
Ganun na po ako katanda.
She's eons. Umabot na po siya sa eons.
Let amazing. There be light, char. tapos, I think yun yung isa sa mga considerations yun talaga. Sino ba yung malapit sa'yo, I think?
Uh-huh.
Oo na. Diba parang kung gusto mo i-spend yung birthday mo, sino ba yung una mong iisipin? Siyempre yung pinaka gusto mong makasama. So, siyempre hindi yung advisors ko ng high school. That's really strange. So, yun, yung mga seatmates
or
ko talaga.
It?
Or is it?
Or is it?
Then, what if yun pala yung party, di ba? It was for them pala.
For the teachers.
Why not?
Teachers party.
Coconut. Yun, isa yun sa mga considerations definitely pag gumagawa ng guest list. Sino ba yung pinakamalapit sa'yo?
Okay.
Tsaka yung, ito pa, sino yung pinaka-oo-oo?
Ah.
I mean, dun sa mga, yung pool of people that you wanted to invite, meron ka pa dun na yung first dibs na, alam mo, oo to agad eh. So, go, ganon. Meron
sayang kasi invitations.
No? May invitations pa?
Hindi naman siya pupunta.
May word of mouth lang daw yung kanya.
Hindi. Wala, hindi. No.
Hindi as well, may mga invitations.
Hindi pa uso yung only text noon.
Oh, ano
yun?
Oh, oh.
Mahal yun, right?
Iba.
Piso-piso, ganun.
Oo. Diba? Sayang naman na i-invite mo siya kasi hindi naman pala talaga siya
pupunta. Oh my gosh.
Kaya pala may ganung consideration.
Nade-date tayo dito sa episode
na. Piso-piso text. Ibang class.
Yung ano, yung mga old birthday invitation sa yung may design na sila, susulatan mo na lang. Oo, tapos papamigay mo. Siyempre, di ba, i-compartmentalize mo kung kanino mo ibibigay yun. Parang sinabi ni Katropan Janina, pag ito sila, package deal, isa lang ibibigay mo.
Isa na lang.
Nagkaroon ako ng isang birthday.
I think, economics of invite.
Hindi ko alam kung 18 ako or 17 nun. Sabi ko, hindi yung invitation, sila gagawa ng, yung card nila for me, yun yung invitation nila to get in.
I think
that's a cool idea.
Yeah. Sa mga nakikinig po, alam mo po, pag nagpa-plan kayo ng get together.
So parang meron ka ng cool cards and letters, parang ganun. Kahit simple lang. I mean, alam mo naman na hindi kayo sobrang close ng tao to, but kanya bibigyan ng five-page card, right?
Wow.
So, pero it would show, di ba, if kung sino yung ka-close mo na people and sino yung hindi. Na parang
or sino yung rule breaker or sino hindi
yung walang pakialam lang.
Oo.
Pupunta ako pero ayokong magbigay ng card gano'n. Ako naman naisip ko na kapag kasi nagbibigay pag nag-create ka ng guest list depende siya doon sa party or sa get together that you're planning.
True.
Naisip ko na pag siguro pag ako if I plan a get together with friends I compartmentalize people. I compartmentalize the occasions. Parang kapag pangmalakihang venue, pangmalakihang event ito, say, a birthday, ganun, and you have to invite more people than you would usually be comfortable with. Kasama din yung family mo, yung friends from work, friends from school, ganun. Kasi nga, malaki yung party. But if it's just a small get-together, I usually compartmentalize events and people na parang, okay, itong etong dinner na to is it's just me with my UP friends. Ito naman, it's just me with my high school friends. Parang most of the time, hindi ko rin, I agree with Katropang Mark na parang kapag naglagay ka ng different groups of people sa party mo, hindi sila mag-uusap. Babalik sila dun sa cliques nila. Na parang, okay, yung mga UP friends nandito. Yung mga high school friends mo nandito. Mm-hmm. So, as much as possible, hindi ako nag-i-invite ng different groups of people to hang out with me at the same time or to have a get together with me at the same time. Kasi alam kong magkakaroon ng conflict doon.
Of interest, char.
Yeah, conflict of interest.
Hala!
Conflict yeah. of parties.
Alright, so, yung next question naman, no, dahil na pag-usapan natin yung pag-curate ng guest list, say for example, yung lives natin, yung party.
Yes.
Or yung event or yung get together.
Uh-huh.
Paano naman tayo nagde-decide kung sino yung pinapapasok natin sa ating mga buhay? So yung mga questions, yung question na yan, mamaya na natin pag-usapan sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad.
Yeah! Halika na makinig sa DZUP
'Yung dali ng kalikasan sa syudad?
Bakit hindi natin subukan?
Inihahatid ng DZUP 1602 ang isang programang magpapalapit sa inyo sa kalikasan.
Nature Venture! Isang oras ng paghatid sa inyo ng mga kwento at kaalaman tungkol sa kalikasan.
Makinig na para sa environment-friendly at nature-loving na pamumuhay.
Nature Venture! Tuwing Lunes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Isang araw, di pa uwi na nga ako. Pagkabukas ko ng pinto, wala na akong ibang nakita. Hindi ang mga kamay niya na tumatama sa mukha ko. Wala na akong ibang naririnig, kundi ang iyak ng mga anak ko. Wala na akong ibang hinihiling, kundi matapos na ang lahat ng to.
Itigil ang pang-aabuso sa mga kababaihan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tweet, share, like, post, blog, chat. Maraming pwedeng gawin sa social media. I browse through Twitter so I can get fast information.
Ako naman, I blog para ma-express ang sarili ko. Ayon sa United Nations, isang basic human right ang internet access. Ngunit, katumbas nito ang responsibilidad ng tamang paggamit sa social media. Laging isaisip, makapangyarihan ang isang click.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tropang Radyo!
Yo, mga katropa, it's 7:31. Tayo nagbabalik dito sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako po si Katropang Mark.
Ako si Katropang Janine.
And ako si Katropang Carl. We are still on our first episode of Save the Date with an 8 for this week.
Uh-huh.
At ang pinag-uusapan nga natin ay ang the guest list. So kanina, napag-usapan na natin yung
actual process
of curating a guest list. Ngayon naman, say, for example, your life is the party. So, paano naman kayo nagde-decide kung sino ang mga pinapapasok nyo sa inyong mga parties? Katropang Mark?
Pinapapasok sa parties?
May party ba?
Unang tanong, saan ba yung party? Kasi I think ako, pag nagpa-party ako, most likely doon sa bahay ko. Pero most likely din, susundo din muna ako around the metro. Tsaka kami uuwi.
Metro.
Ganoon. So, mahirap sila makapunta dun sa party ko. One, they don't know where I live. Two, I'm not gonna let them.
You're not gonna let them in.
Mm-mm. So, ganun yung party ko, I think, very secured. Secured talaga. Very, hindi siya open to everybody.
Nakatawa yung very secure, so walang labas.
Parang fortress yun.
Hindi ko makakalabas.
Hindi ko makalabas din. Hindi ka na pwede pulabas. Na-joke lang. Kasi pag pumili ka rin ng mga pinapapasok mo, Ngayon yung sabi ni katropang Janine kanina na hindi mo rin maiiwasan na may mga tao talaga na kakabit yung mga tao na in-invite mo, di ba? So, sa ganung mga circumstances, I think pag nagkaroon ng ganung pagkakataon, I would be too polite to shoo them away, ganun.
I just
accept it, ganun. So, pero kung sa totoong buhay, I think I'd have more tawag dito. I'd have more respect for myself. Respect ba? I'd have more conviction or yung politeness just goes out the window kasi hindi lang siya a short party na pwede mo naman gawin uli with those same friends din. But it's something that you have to live with. Mas kaya ko siyang i-cut ba? Or like refuse entrance to my party. To my life, which is a party in this context.
So, dahil napaka-close nung...
If Mark is a napaka-exclusive DJ!
Napaka-exclusive nung party ni Katropang Mark.
Love is
very exclusive
day.
Party.
It's the exclusive party hosted by Katropang DJ Mark.
Gonna super have rebel bars and ice cream.
Kung mas VIP ma...
So, paano naman Katropang Mark? Paano ka nagpapapasok? Anong kailangan gawin ng new person para makapasok
new
sa buhay
person,
mo?
Yun lang eh. Be my friend. As easy as that. Or as hard as that. Depende kung
as
anong klaseng tao pa.
As
ano?
As neutral.
Para
as that.
As neutral. Ayun. So, ayun. Kung naging malapit ka sa akin or I think na naging mahalaga ka or naging okay yung friendship natin, edi... Welcome ko sa party ko.
Sana welcome. Naman Katropang Mark. Ay, welcome kami sa iyong party.
Aba, guys.
Kasalukuyan nga sa likod mo, Katropang Mark, no? Maraming
madami kang ka-party.
Oh, nga, nakita ko. Halata ko nga, eh.
Ikaw naman, Katropang Janine. When do you invite people to your party? Your party being your life.
Alam mo, it's so strange kasi hindi ako fully aware when people enter my life. Parang it's... Why are you laughing?
Nagugulat sa sariling party.
Oh, parang, oh, you're here!
Hindi naisip ko lang kasi parang yung mga taong pumasok dun sa likod, di ka to sabi. He wasn't fully aware of that.
Yeah, kanina isa lang yun. Ngayon, kanina naging tatlo.
Hello sa inyo,
si
katropang
Mark.
Shane,
si katropang
Noray, and katropang Gia.
from our katropas from the news team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nakasipag na news team.
Yun, hindi ako, although... Hindi ako super aware eh how I let people inside my life. Parang there's no parang walang black and white na perspective on it. At wala din actual black and white signing. Walang ganon.
I hereby recognize that I am now part of Katropang Janine's life.
Okay, signed, noted by, ganun. Papano,
notarized you.
Hindi, basta for me, parang hindi siya clear cut. Pero I just know na parang in the middle of it, I would know na if this person is gonna be in my life for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I just know for some, maybe it's parang it's a knowledge na hindi ka fully aware. Parang it's something inside your... Parang siyang visceral thing.
It's precognitive.
Parang ganun. Or it's something that hums inside your bones. Uh-huh. Parang ganun. Uh-huh. Na hindi mo naman talaga ma-articulate. Pero you just know that some people will stay in your life. Well, you pray and hope. I pray and hope they stay in my life. Parang yun yun eh. Siguro ano, kasi yung konsepto naman ng party, alam mo na may okasyon.
Mm-hmm.
So... Mm-hmm. Alam mo yung alam ko din na may mga certain people na for certain occasion sila nasa party ko, which is in my life. Pero alam ko din na may mga kilala ko din yung mga tao na hindi kailangan ng party or ng occasion to stay. I think those are different things for me.
Okay.
Ayan.
So, ako naman. Ang lanin yung sagot ni Katropang.
Sorry, oh, sige. Katropang Carl. Ikaw, paano ka
dapat
naman?
Dapat pala nauna na akong sumagot. Tapos siya yung pinahuli ko.
Guest mo. Yeah,
pwede naman.
Ako, I understand. I get yung sinabi ni Katropang Janina. kapag when you meet someone new, parang something inside of you knows na magki-click kayo or hindi. Na whether or not this person will be a part of your life
hindi
in the future
click,
or
hindi siya click at all.
I mean like yun nga, yung whether or not know. This person is gonna be a part of your life in the long run or not. Parang there's something really precognitive ish about it. Pero yeah, I agree na in terms of the people I invite into my life, it's the people na nagkaroon ako ng close relationships with. Mm-hmm. And when I say close relationships, hindi siya yung determined by time or kung gano'n na kayo katagal nagkakasama or gano'n na kayo katagal friends or whatever. Kasi meron namang may friends ka na alam mo naman may friends ka na hindi naman ganun kalalim yung relationship nyo. So kahit na matagal na kayo magkaibigan ay you still don't let that person into your life, 'di ba? So parang ako naisip ko na yung mga taong pinapapasok sa buhay ko ay the people who I am close with in terms of depth ng friendship and depth ng knowledge namin sa isa't isa rather than the people who I've been with for the longest of time.
That's true.
Diba?
Pero hindi, wala ko naman, kasi inisip ko kanina, in hindsight pala, sinabi ko na parang may specific people for specific occasions lang.
Yeah.
Parang, that's not what I'm trying to say. Parang, you just know na at certain points in your life, merong mga tao na dadaan sila dun. Pero I'm not saying that relationships are supposed to be disposable. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in disposable relationships. Parang, I do think, yun nga, yung mga, kahit saglit na yung mga taong yun, they have certain purpose in your life. Kung bakit ganun. At may reason din. I remember this dream I had. For some reason, merong isang babae na in-explain niya sa akin, some people, you guide them in their adventures. Ito yung exact words niya. Some people, you guide them in their adventures. Some gates are meant to be doors. Tapos parang, wow, I'm shook.
Some gates are meant to be doors.
Tapos, yung na-realize ko dun ay yung konsepto ng, yun, yung yun nga, yung first half nung sinabi nung dun sa dream ko ay parang, oh nga no, it's okay if ang gagawin mo lang ay maghatid sa airport ng buhay. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
And people are supposed to fly. Tapos, or okay lang din na baka naman ikaw lang din yung mag-aabang para sumundo sa kanila. And para, kumbaga may entry sila dito, parang ganon. And it made sense to me na, oh nga no, it's not all the time na you get to hold hands with your friends all the time. They have their own priorities in life. Kumbaga, yun nga, time and seasons yan eh. Paano pag yung best friend mo, ikakasal na siya, or meron ng family, yung kapatid mo. So, you know na, iba na yung relationships natin. Kahit we are in the same time frame, we are in a different season, parang ganun, in our lives, or a different point of the journey. Tapos, yung naisip ko dun din sa sinabi ko kanina na, it's not basically having something to celebrate kaya nandun yung mga tao. It's just that there will really be some time in your life na you are in the foreground of your friend story, or sometimes you have to step back and be there in the background, not because you are being pushed away but because you're giving them space. Basically, you're loving them with open hands kasi yun naman yun eh. I mean, panapanahon.
So these people that you invite into your lives, what for you, ano yung dapat na kailangan nilang dalhin, say, to your party?
Parang yung kanina, sarili nilang invitation. Dala. Like, ano to? Like a requirement? Ganun?
Hindi. Parang, ano sa tingin, ano ba for you ang dapat dala ng guests mo? Kahit required ba siya or hindi ba siya required magdala ng anything? Or
siguro you bring your heart with you. Ayoko ng mga nakakatakot yung mga tao na walang compassion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sobrang kitang-kita natin yun ngayon sa internet, how apathetic some people are and how heartless.
And you don't even invite them. Yeah, they just appear.
They just appear out of nowhere. And it's really, it's so bad.
Dala, but hate.
Kasi, I mean, inisip ko yung internet is another access to enriched relationships, di ba? Mm-hmm. Parang, kumbaga, very positive yung pagtingin ko sa internet na it's meant to bridge gaps and not divide people. Pero, yun nga, you cannot really choose how people would use invitations into your
life.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, you would, parang, yun talaga yun eh. If some people enter into your life, bringing nothing but themselves and the clothes on their back, yun lang. Edi yun lang. I mean, I think isa sa mga purest form of love din naman yung friendship, di ba? Parang wala kayong super daming expectations sa isa't isa. Like dates, like gifts. Although, syempre, nagkakaroon ng ganun kasi you want to honor another person. Pero, yun eh. Parang when people... I think, wait lang, I'm organizing my thoughts.
Yeah.
Yung konsepto ng pagpasok sa buhay ko, I think it will always start with friendship and not anything else. Well, except for my family, that's a different story. Pero I think yun eh. Pero, pag kumbaga, itetest na lang natin yung waters in the middle of a storm. Kasi dun mo naman talaga malalaman who's gonna stick with you.
Mm-hmm.
Siyempre, it will make you feel sad kung yung mga in-expect mong mga tao or yung gusto mong mga tao na nandun, nakasama mo sa storm, ay wala.
Mm.
But, that's it. That's the story. Sometimes, that's just the story. We can't do anything about it.
Ikaw naman, Katropo Mark, can you do anything about people? What can you do about people bringing things into your party? Or, ano ba ang dapat namin dalhin sa iyong party?
Bringing things to my party. Well, kung nagpa-party man ako, I think isa sa mga bagay na mag-i-expect ko, and wala naman ako in-expect na dalhin sila. They just bring themselves because kung nagpa-party ako, I provide everything supposed to be. Pero kung sa buhay, ang kailangang dalhin nila for me, I think, is honesty. More of which is very important sa akin din, of course. Kasi, well, at this point in my life, parang ang hirap na gumawa pa ng, magkaroon pa ng mga bagong kaibigan. Ganyan. At yung mga friends na na-maintain ko at up till this point, I think, yung mga really good friends, yung talaga sila yung pinaka-honest na alam ko na pag nagsama kami, yun talaga sila. It's not that parang kumbaga I want you to show me who you really, really are deep down inside. Not that kind of thing. Hindi yung kailangan transparent ka sa akin, sabihin mo lahat, hindi. But more of being honest in the sense that kung ano yung sinasabi mo sa akin, kung ano yung pinapakita mo sa akin, yun yung talagang gusto mo ipakita sa akin, yung gusto mong gawin or sabihin, ganyan, kumbaga ganun. Sa ganung klaseng pagkakaroon ng choice na kung papasukin ko sila sa party ko, yun. Mahirap din kasi akong magtiwala din. Kasi pag maraming beses na akong napasok dyan. So, I can forgive when, ano, time does its thing. Pero, yun, mahirap siya. So, ayun, honesty talaga yung pinakakailangan.
Yeah. Ako, I'm with Katropang Janine on friendship and just bringing yourself.
Yeah.
Bringing yourself and then friendship. Baka ganun dapat yung order. Anyway,
parang paano yung friendship na wala yung friend?
Diba? Well, imaginary friends pala.
Pero nagkas ko yung sinabi ni Katropang Mark, I think it's more of yung you trust so much with how little you are given. Yeah. Kahit hindi mo naman i-reveal everything about you, but you, kumbaga, you trust me fully with this little that I know about you. Mm-hmm. I think that's honesty.
Okay. And speaking of that trust, ay magtiwala kayo na kami ay magbabalik after break.
Wow.
Iba.
Hindi ko
in-expect. Dahil, ko tropong ko.
Grabe.
Kailangan natin pag-usapan yung mga gate crashers sa ating parties.
Oh.
So yan, sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad.
Yo! Halika na makinig sa TCUP 16.
Po. Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Po Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Sino may birthday?
Si Mama.
Oh, sino namang may birthday ngayon?
Si Handy.
Wala ka namang kamag-anak na Handy, ah.
Si Handy, itong kamay ko. Sabi kasi ng DOH, dalawang beses na pagkanta ng happy birthday ay sapat na oras para tiyaking maayos na nahugasan ang kamay.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali.
Noong natapa ka sa sobrang kakulitan.
Mama!
Noong nag-break kayo ng boyfriend mo.
Mommy!
Noong bumagsak ka sa math exam mo.
Nay!
Noong kasama mo ang tropa.
Mama!
Noong gumraduate ka na cum laude sa kolehiyo.
Ma!
Ilang beses mo na ba natawag ang pangalan niya mula nang ipanganak ka? Kahit minsan ba natugtungan mo na ito ng... Salamat po! Lagi nating iparamdam sa ating mga ina na sila'y mahalaga. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Yo, 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 mga katropa, it's 7:49. Huling hiritan dito sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Tropang Carl.
Ako si Katropang Janine.
Ako si Katropang Mark.
Yes, and huling segment na natin for our first episode of Save the Date, we are talking about the guests.
So,
kanina
be my
guest.
Ayan ang
dapat pala yun yung title ng episode na
ito.
Be my guest.
Si Lumiere. Lumiere.
Sayang.
Beauty and the
anyway.
Beast. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, so kanina napag-usapan na natin yung mga pag-curate ng guest list at ang pag-a-allow ng other people into our lives. Ngayon naman, how do we deal with
gatecrashers
or people who we do not want in our party? Katropang Janine.
The uninvited. Nakakatakot. Yeah. No? Is this a horror movie?
Uh-oh. Horror, multo pala yung uninvited.
Huwag ganun. Huwag ganun, guys. Paano ba? Alam, may mga tao talaga na alam mong hindi mo sila mapapasukin, di ba? I think you would agree with me, mga katropang introverts. Di ba? Parang, minsan alam mo na, may gut feel ka na parang, this something's wrong with this person. Pero I'm right now parang nagbago na din yung perspective ko dun sa dati parang isa sa mga pinaniniwalaan ko na if people are toxic in your life you have to cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ngayon iniisip ko that for me that's wrong on so many levels kasi first of all what if you are the toxic one?
Yeah.
Or what if they are like that because you are making them toxic to you.
Ooh, ang interesting.
Diba? Parang inisip ko ngayon, oh nga no, we can't look at people ng isang facet lang sila.
Uh-huh.
They're not flat surfaces.
That they're either invited or not invited.
Oo, okay, hindi sila invited sa buhay ko ngayon. Pero bakit kaya? I think yun yung siguro yung question. Bakit hindi ko gustong ma-invite tong taong to? What's wrong? I think isa yun sa mga iniisip ko na ngayon if a person seems wrong. Parang, alam mo yun, something's wrong with the person. Parang ngayon, iniisip ko na, why would this person think that way? Why would this person be angry with this? Kasi parang lahat naman ng... Parang commercial to ng ano, ng panglinis ng mukha. Lahat naman ng deep-seated dirt natin. Di ba parang lahat yun, may pinanggagalingang hurt somewhere. Uh-huh. So siguro hindi naman sa... hindi naman sa pupunta ko dun sa konsepto ng I have this messianic mentality and I'm gonna save people. I'm gonna save you. What's your name? I'm gonna save you. Not like that, but more of you want to look at the person in another way. Kasi maybe nung na-meet mo siya, that person is just really having a bad day. Diba? Or something. I mean, more of looking... Not saving, but more of forgiving these people na nag-gate crash sa buhay mo. Na parang, kasi diba parang, bakit sila nandito? Yun nga, hindi din naman ako, yun nga, walang disposable thing, anything. Parang lahat, feeling ko lahat naman may meaning. Mm-hmm. May meaning. So, the grand scale and the small scale. So parang inisip ko, bakit kaya siya nandito sa buhay ko? Eh, ayoko naman siyang makita.
Uh-huh.
Diba parang, that's when I reflect and look at the matter and look at that person kung ano bang nangyayari sa kanya. Not because I want to save that person, but because siguro, I don't know, maybe extend a forgiving hand or some compassion na, why are you like this? I see you. What's happening to you?
So parang in your party, walang konsepto ng being disinvited. Merong konsepto ng, why are you here?
Oh, parang siguro, you first ask the question, why are you here? Why do you want to be in this party?
Interview.
This party!
Interview.
Parang ganon. It's more of asking the question, why?
Mm-hmm. Ikaw naman, katropong Mark, meron bang interview session ng iyong party? And I mean, how do you deal with
interview session?
How will you deal with?
Saan, ano yung pangalan ni ano ng character ni Idris Elba sa ano sa Asgard? Sa Thor?
Si Heimdall?
Oh, si Heimdall. Yeah. Mayroong Heimdall. Sa gate.
Ito, bouncer.
Oh, exactly! Pero kasing gorgeous ni Idris Elba. What's up?
He's a golden bouncer.
Yeah.
I think yung concept ko sa ng gate crashers, hindi sila necessarily yung really ayaw mo lang silang papasukin, but it's that you didn't invite them, but depende rin sa'yo kung mag-enjoy ka ba kung nandun sila.
Yes.
Diba? For example, merong mga celebrities na yung ginagawa nila, they crash into parties, into weddings. Sometimes people see it as something, whoa, oh my gosh, this celebrity went to my wedding.
Or minsan cringe.
It was parang epic. What's he doing here? What's he nandito? Diba ganun? I think yung mga gatecrashers talagang depende rin sa'yo kung paano mo sila makikita if they're bad or they're good. Yun yung sa tingin ko sa analogy natin with sa life, kung merong gatecrashers, sila yung mga tao na hindi mo ina-expect na... ma-meet mo sa buhay or pwede ring sa unexpected time in your life mo sila makikilala. Mm-hmm. Diba? For example, well, kwento ko na nangyari sa akin kahapon. Naano kasi
grabe ako. Grabe recent scene ito. Ano?
Very recent. kahapon kasi, I was going to Malabon with my family. Tapos, nahuli ako sa Pasig. I committed a violation. So, yun. Natikitan ako, I have to get my license somewhere.
Swerbing.
Ayun, na-confiscate license ko. And then I had to get it today. Ayun. So,
oh, that's why.
So, ayun. Throughout the day, hanggang hapon, sobrang sama ng loob ko kasi ano, may infraction yan, syempre. Mm-hmm. May fine na babayaran.
What's an infraction?
So, parang, may mali kang ginawa.
Ah, okay. Sorry. Not a driver.
So, ayun. And then, sorry. Sobrang hassle pumunta dun sa pagkukuhaanan. Alam ko kasi na sa mga procedure na ganito, it takes time, takes effort. Mm-hmm. And it's a very unfamiliar place for me. Kaya nahirapan din ako. I was really, ano...
Upset about it.
Super. So, na-dispel yung pagka-upset ko nun, ironically, nung pauwi na kami. Ironically ba? Or parang strangely because of something that happened. May nag-gate crash sa amin. Actually, literal crash. kasi may bumangga sa amin from behind. Yung sasakyan ko, nabangga kami. Kasi may truck na nabangga yung van sa harap niya. Tapos yung van na yun, binangga kami sa likod.
Mm-hmm. Okay!
And then, sabi ko
what is karambola?
Sabi ko, oh my goodness, what a day. May balat yata ako sa pwede ngayong araw na to. Ganun. Then, nung lumabas na ako, titignan ko na yung damage. Doon na-dispel yung feeling ko ng sobrang pagka-upset or pagka-stress. Dahil nung nakita ko yung driver nung truck na yon and I knew his story. Ano siya eh? Halos lolo na siya.
Mm-hmm.
And he is driving this truck na parang as a driver lang din, of course. So, kinutin sa amin na he is very parang dahil sa ganyan, masisisante na siya sa trabaho niya. And then, pero despite that, he was still so willing to pay for the damages for both nung mga sasakyan na nasa harap niya. Mm-hmm. Ayun, ako, tsaka yung nabangga niya. Dun ko na-realize na nung nag-gate crash yung si Manong na to sa akin, parang natanggal yung lahat nung agam-agam ko nung na bit-bit ko nung araw na yun.
Luwala yung mata ko kasi inisip ko, ano yung natanggal yung bumper?
Thankfully, hindi naman siya nabangga. Pero ayun, I felt so much better noong nagbangga kami, which is very weird if you think about it kasi sobrang hassle din naman na mabangga, di ba? Mm-hmm. Kailangan mo paayos yan, laki ng kailangan bayaran dyan. Pero ayun, it made me think and look at the flip side na, oh my goodness, ano ba yung mga pinoproblema ko? Wala to kumpara sa mga problema ng ibang mga tao sa paligid ko. So, ayun, very thankful ako din na si Manong yung nakabangga sa akin noong araw na yun. Hindi na siya nakadagdag dun sa stress ko, but more of, he made me remember things, or remember
things to
na,
be grateful mm-hmm. for.
Oo, na ang dami kong pwedeng maging thankful for, dami kong pwedeng problemahin aside kung ano yung pinoproblema ko nung araw na yun. Mm-hmm. Yun. So that gate crasher like saved my day. So thank you po.
So basically, yung sabi ni Katropang Mark ay
it's interesting na
kung ano yung what you bring inside the party.
Yeah. Na a lot of the times yung mga gate crashers na to, actually hindi mo sila i-hate eh. Na magdadala sila ng something interesting and something nice to the party.
Mm-hmm.
Na hindi naman lagi na dahil gate crashers sila ay masama na yung contribution nila. Parang there will always be a pleasant surprise at the end of it.
Yeah.
And on that note, mga katropa, thank you so much for joining me tonight, katropang Mark na nagtetek ngayon and katropang Janine.
Thank you, katropang
Carl.
Ang DZUP po ay mapakikinggan mula Mondays to Fridays, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. At ang Tropang Radyo, Mondays to Fridays, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Mga katropas, kung sa DZUP 1602 kasali ka,
sa Tropang Radyo kasali ka na,
Katropa ka pa!
Happy Monday!
Good night!